I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Mexico is in mourning for the next 3 days. President Felipe Calderón made the official proclamation today. He did so in a speech condemning the killing of 52 people in a fire at a casino in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey. The fire was no accident. Suspected drug cartel gunmen stormed the casino, then poured gasoline and set the building ablaze. Correspondent Frank Contreras is in Monterrey. He was outside the casino today when President Calderón paid a visit.
The Mexican president showed up in a helicopter, got out in a very solemn black-colored suit. The president came with the first lady and set out a wreath right in front of the building that I'm looking at now. You can see it. It's completely charred and destroyed.
Now, in a televised nationwide address, President Calderón said, "We are not confronting common criminals. We are facing true terrorists." Apparently, the use of the word terrorist there, it's a highly charged word and one that Mr. Calderón doesn't use. That must be pretty significant.
That's right. That is a new sort of language style from the president now, who's been fighting this drugs war since his presidency began in late December 2006. You really have never heard him use that kind of language, terrorism, acts of terrorism, up until this point. And so now the president is starting to edge toward that sort of political rhetoric on the situation. The president is clearly concerned about the kind of attacks that are starting to take place on a more common basis now, a more widespread basis, locations where citizens, civilians who are not directly involved in the drugs war are now becoming the victims of it. And so the president wants to avoid that. He knows that that could actually create political problems for his campaign to fight the drug traffickers.
Now, from his vacation on Martha's Vineyard, President Obama offered condolences and said America's thoughts and prayers were with the victims and their families. But President Calderón, in his comments today, lashed out at the U.S. What is the source of his anger?
Well, President Felipe Calderón, in a very indignant speech, also made on national television, said that essentially those who share part of the blame are illegal drug users in the United States. He said people there who are using drugs and don't make the connection to the use of drugs and then this kind of violence, they're just not getting it. And he says that until those people really start to understand that by using illegal substances and by purchasing them in the United States, they're actually fueling the violence down here. So you could hear the Mexican president quite upset and aiming that directly at drug users in the United States.
We should remind listeners, too, Frank, that, Monterrey isn't some sleepy town. It's a modern metropolis and has been enjoying a kind of renaissance in recent years. A $2.5 million reward is being offered for the capture of those behind the attack. Any idea who the authorities think might be involved?
The authorities are investigating the possibility of one of two major drug cartels that might be involved in this. Marco, the Gulf cartel has been battling for control of this major city, as you point out. This is the third largest city in Mexico and one of the largest in Latin America. It's a location where major companies are based, and it's a place where a lot of money exists. And so they've been battling for control of this location here because it's close to the U.S.-Mexico border. It's an important shipping route. But it's also a place where a great number of people are starting to use illegal drugs here as well. And so it's a lucrative market. And so it's the Gulf cartel battling its arch rivals, the Zetas cartel. Those are a group of elite soldiers who broke away from the Mexican government and joined the ranks of criminal organizations.
Reporter Frank Contreras in Monterrey, Mexico. Thank you very much indeed, Frank.
Thank you, Marco.